刚才我们诗歌唱到，邀请我们的主登上我们心中的宝座。
We just sang a hymn to invite our Lord onto the throne of our hearts.
我想，如果今天主没有在我们心中坐在宝座上的话
，Today if our Lord is not sitting on the throne of our hearts，
有别的东西在我们心上坐在宝座上
，If there's something else that's sitting on that throne，
我想我们一定落入黑暗里。
Then we will fall into darkness.
我们的生活一定是枯干的。
Then our daily living would be dry.
让我们在主的面前有一个强烈的心愿，没有任何一样事物能够在我们心中登宝座。
May we have a strong desire before our Lord that there's nothing else that could sit on that throne.
我想我今天还是想跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想很基本的事情。
Today, as usual, I would like to ponder with brothers and sisters on something very foundational.
是跟我们根基有关的。
It's something very basic, has to do with the foundation.
我想我实在感觉我们需要在基本上的学习上是踏实的。
I feel that on basic matters, we need to really trot upon it.
是必须扎扎实实走过的。
That we need to have walked upon it.
不能让它随随便便就过去。
That we cannot simply let it pass.
不能说我其实没有学习过。
We cannot say, oh, I did not learn that.
但因为我听懂了
But because I heard it and understood it,
我就算我自己已经有了
then I will count myself as having obtained it.
属灵的事情是绝对不能这么算的
Spiritual matters cannot be counted that way.
如果你没有经历过
if you have not experienced it,
那你在主的面前就是没有
then before the Lord's presence, you have nothing.
我想在约书亚记第一章第三节里面
in Joshua chapter 1 verse 3
约书亚记第一章第三节
Joshua chapter 1 verse 3
他又说凡你们脚掌所踏之地我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you as I said to Moses
这些地都是神应许给摩西的
This land has been promised to Moses
都是神应许要赐给以色列人的
It is already promised to the Israelites
但是明白这个应许是一回事情
But it is one thing to understand this promise.
但是如果只要我的脚没有踏在那块地上
But if my sole of my foot has not trod upon the land,
这块地就仍然还不是我的
then this land is not mine yet.
我只是明白了一个应许
I have understood the promise.
我只是明白了一个很好的教训
I have understood a very good teaching.
我明白了一个很好的真理
I understood very good truth.
但这在主的面前是绝对不够的。
But this is not enough before the Lord's presence.
我们可以坐在这里谈论一个很好的真理。
We can discuss some very good truth.
我们可以谈论这个真理以至于可以激励很多的人。
We can discuss to a point where we can encourage many.
我们可以里面受感动。
We can be touched within.
我们可以让人觉着有盼望。
We can give others hope.
我们可以让好像下沉的人我们今天里面被提起来了一点。
Those who are falling down, they can be lifted up.
但是只要我的脚没有踏上去。
But as long as my soul, my foot has not trod upon it.
只要今天我还是留在原地的人。
As long as I'm still standing at the same place.
只要我今天没有因着信我的脚踏出去了。
As long as I'm someone who, without stepping forward by faith,
那块地就还不是我的。
Then that land is not yet mine.
我就还没有真的得着它。
And I have not truly obtained it yet.
那我在神的面前就还没有真实属灵的经历。
Then before the Lord, I do not have that true spiritual experience.
我想我们不能陷入到谎言里面。
We cannot fall into these lies.
好像我明白了。我今天就得着了。
As if we understood and therefore we obtained it.
很多时候我们是可以明白。
Often we can comprehend.
我可以理解它。
And we can understand.
我可以在那里欣赏它。
And I can admire it.
我可以在那里谈论它。
I can discuss it.
甚至我也把这样很好的教训分享给别的人。
Perhaps I could even share this with others.
让别人也一起来跟我明白它。
So that others can understand it with me.
让别人和我一起来理解它。
So others can comprehend this with me.
让别人一起跟我来欣赏它，谈论它。
That others may admire this with me and also discuss this with me.
然后我们再去告诉另外的一批人。
And then we can then go tell another group of people.
我想这是文士所做的事情。
I think this is what the scribes did.
这是神学院所做的事情。
This is what the theologians did.
只是让人理解就好了。
As long as we can comprehend it.
只是让人今天能够欣赏它，明白它就够了。
If we can understand, if we can admire, then it is enough.
因为这样是容易的。
Because this is easy.
我可以继续过我的生活。
I can continue to live my life.
我可以继续追求我想要。
I can continue to pursue what I want.
但同时我又可以继续理解明白神所要的。
But at the same time, I can also comprehend what God wants.
我又可以同时明白 白圣经的道理。
I can comprehend the doctrine of the Bible.
这样好像我一脚踏两船。
That this is as if I'm standing on two boats.
圣经里福音书里告诉我。
In the Gospels, the Bible tells us.
其实如果处在这样的情况里面，我其实根本没有真的明白。
If we're in this kind of situation, then I did not fully understand.
我们翻到马太福音第七章二十八到二十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and 29.
马太福音第七章二十八到二十九节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and 29.
他说，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
其实文士教训人。
Scribes teach people.
主耶稣也教训人。
And the Lord Jesus also teach people.
但其间的差别就是主耶稣是带着权柄教训人。
But the difference is that the Lord teaches with authority.
文士没有权柄。
And the scribes did not have authority.
如果我们今天没有脚掌所踏之地。
If we have not trod upon the land with our sole of our foot,
我讲的是我脚没有踏过的地。
And I'm talking about something I have not trod upon.
那我们今天就只能做文士所做的事情。
Then we can only do what the scribes did.
就是让人明白了，就停在哪里。
To let others comprehend, and that is where we stop.
我们就不能再做什么。
We cannot do anything further.
因为我讲的还不是我的。
Because what I'm talking about is not something I have myself.
但如果今天我讲的是我脚掌所踏之地。
But if today I'm talking about what I have already trod with the sole of my foot.
是我已经从那里，从神那里经历过的。
And I have already experienced this from the Lord.
是我在神那里已经得着的。
And I have already obtained this from God.
本来我今天站在这边。
In the past, I stood over here.
但我因着相信，我今天换到了另外一边。
But because I believe, now I stand on another side.
我在神的面前有路走出来了。
Then there is a way for me to walk before the Lord's presence.
那我就有脚掌所踏之地。
Then I have trod upon the land with the sole of my foot.
我在神的面前是真实经历了神所为我预备的。
I have truly experienced what God has prepared for me.
我发现神的应许是真实的。
And I discovered that God's promise is real.
这个不是嘴里随便说一说的。
It is not just empty talk.
不只是给我来。
It is not just for me to comprehend.
在我的生命当中，我发现这是可以经历到的。
But in my life, I discovered this is something I can experience.
本来我是自己在安排。
This is some I used to arrange my own matter.
我自己在那里计划。
I design my own days.
所有的前途都是我自己抓在手里。
And I grasp my future in my hand.
但今天因着相信神的话。
But today, because of believing God's word.
我专心的仰赖耶和华。
I trust in the Lord with all my heart.
我今天不依靠我的聪明。
And I do not.Lean on my own understanding.
世界的经验告诉我，你要做这个，你要做那个。
The world tells me I need to do this, I need to do that.
但我今天里面在神的面前有一个决定。
But in my heart, I have this decision before the Lord today.
主啊，我今天不要依靠这些聪明。
Lord, I do not want to rely on this.
我要专心的仰赖我的主。
My own understanding, but rather I will rely on you.
我要在我今天一切所行的事上认定他。
And in all my ways, I will acknowledge you.
我要在我一切所行的事上，不是为着我的利益。
And in all the things, it is not for my benefit.
我的利益不再是第一位了。
My benefit is no longer my priority.
钱多钱少不再是第一位了。
Whether I get more money or less money is no longer my priority.
我可以看起来好像比别人都慢。
I could be slower than others.
但我要认定他。
But I will acknowledge him.
我的人生要以着他为主。
That I would consider him as my Lord.
我的学业今天要为着他。
That my studies will be for him.
我的工作今天要为着他。
And my work will be for him.
我的人生我今天要为着他。
All my life it will be for him.
我今天所有我人生的大事。
All the big things in my life.
我的主必须是我的起头。
That my Lord must be the start.
你就发现主让我们经历一件事情。
Then you will see that our Lord allows us to experience one thing.
就是他必指引你的道路。
Then he will direct your paths.
神的的确确在你所行的路上在那里指引你。
That indeed he will direct the path that you are walking upon.
一点一点的在那里带领你。
That he will guide you one step at a time.
你发现这是真的。
And you'll experience, you'll discover that this is real.
不是讲讲的。
It is not fake.
你会发现今天我在神的面前有脚掌所踏之地。
That you will discover that before the Lord's presence, you have a land that your sole of your foot has trod upon.
这叫做神真的给我了。
This is what it means for God to have really given
this. 这叫做我们在神的面前真的得着了一点的真的东西。
This means that we have truly obtained something from the Lord today.
下次当你再去告诉人。
Next time when you're telling others.
你再告诉人箴言第三章五到六节。
When you're telling people about Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
你告诉人你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明。
That you tell them to trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding.
在你一切所行的事上认定他。
And in all your ways acknowledge him.
他必指引你的道路。
And he will direct your path.
神就可以来使用这些话。
Then God can use these words.
神就可以使用这些话经过我们。
And God can use these words through us.
让听的人不再是听到道理。
So that those who listen will not just listen to doctrine.
因为有权柄在后面。
Because there's authority behind.
让听的人也里面生发一个渴慕，也要走上去。
So that those who hear will also have the desire and say, I want to walk upon it as well.
文士在神的面前，他只有一个地位的权利。
The scribes only have authority of position.
但他在神的面前没有权柄。
But they do not have authority before God.
他可以在别人面前懂得知识比人多。
Perhaps they know more knowledge than others.
在地位上比别人高。
Perhaps they have a higher position.
在人和人的关系上好像别人可以尊重他们。
Perhaps others would respect him.
别人有问题可以去问他们。
If others have questions, they would ask the scribes.
他可以把圣经的知识解释得清楚。
And they can explicate the biblical knowledge very well.
但是文士不能帮助人来跟随主。
But the scribes cannot help others to follow the Lord.
他文士不能帮助人让人的脚掌踏在主所要我们所踏的地上。
The scribes cannot help others to have their sole of their feet trod upon the land that God wants them to trod upon.
文士不能让我们今天开始起来关心神的事情。
The scribes cannot cause us to now rise up and care about God's matters.
因为文士没有权柄。
Because the scribes have no authority.
如果我们的话都是文士的话，
If all our words are words of scribes,
而不是我脚掌所踏过，
And it's not something that the sole of my foot has trod upon,
不是我经历过才讲的，
It's not something I've already experienced, then I talk about it.
其实说来我是不知道我在说什么的。
Then, in other words, I do not know what I'm talking about.
人的灵里面不会起反应的。
Then other people's spirits will not react.
人的灵里面不会被吸引的。
And other people's spirits will not be drawn to it.
并且人不会真的来。
And others will not listen even.
可能人的情绪今天被安抚。
Perhaps your emotions are comforted.
人的理性今天通过了，觉得 make sense.
And perhaps through their rationality, they think what you're saying makes sense.
但这个人不会起来真的要跟从主。
But they will not rise up to truly follow the Lord.
我盼望我们没有一个人要做文士。
I desire that none of us would want to be scribes.
我们今天可以真的从心底里面告诉主。
But in our heart,We can tell the Lord today.
主啊，我不要成为一个文士。
Lord, I do not want to become a scribe.
我不是只来听你听的。
I do not want to just listen.
我不是只来 Bible study 的。
I do not want to come just to a Bible study.
我不是只来解释我的一些疑问的。
I don't want you to simply answer my question.
我不是在查经班好像更认识了一些别的朋友。
I don't want to just come to Bible studies and know other friends.
好像得到了一点的帮助。
And to be helped a little.
我们彼此生活上也有点照顾。
And we can care for one another in our daily living.
主啊，我的脚掌今天要踏在你所要我所踏的地上。
But Lord, today the sole of my foot will trod upon the land that you will give me.
我要踏在你所让我所走的路上。
I will trod upon the way that you have prepared.
虽然今天好像我眼睛没有看见你。
Even though perhaps today my fleshly eyes do not see you.
主啊，但我知道你没有改变过。
But I know, Lord, you have not changed.
好像当别人都在倚靠世界的方法。
When others are still relying on the world's ways.
好像看起来有用。
It seems like they have some work.
好像的确实际上有一点作用。
And there seems to be some effect.
主啊，但我要来相信你的话。
But Lord, I will believe your word.
我要来倚靠这位永生的神。
I'll rely on the living and true God.
虽然好像环境没有变。
Even if the circumstances do not change.
主啊，但我要相信你。
But I will believe you.
我要在我的身上验证一件事情。
That I will prove in me one thing.
我的主在今天仍然没有改变。
That my Lord today is still the same.
好像周围有很多怀疑的声音。
Perhaps there is a lot of doubt about us.
好像很多声音在那里告诉我们，你要为着自己打算。
And there's voices that says you need to plan for yourself.
你这样是不是太极端了？
Are you too extreme?
你是不是错了？
Are you wrong?
你这样是在试探神啊？
Are you testing God?
你要为自己打算，神才会帮你的。
You have to plan for yourself, then God will help you.
你是不是今天非要站在圣殿的顶上，让神托住你？
Do you want to stand on the peak of the temple and have God hold you up?
这些都不是神起头的。
This is not what God started.
都是你自己想出来的。
You came up with it yourself.
但是今天我要告诉主。
But today I will tell the Lord.
主啊，是的，可能我错了。
Lord, indeed, perhaps I was wrong.
主啊，可能我错得很厉害。
Perhaps I was wrong in a very severe way.
主啊，但是如果今天圣殿的顶上旁边有一个梯子。
But today, if I'm on the peak of the temple, but there's a ladder.
我愿意从那个梯子上下去。
I'm willing to climb down from that ladder.
人可以看见我错了。
Others can see that I have done wrong.
我也可以看见我错了。
And I can see that I have done wrong.
主啊，但你永远没有错。
But you, Lord,will never be wrong.
你今天仍然是对的。
You are still correct today.
是你允许所有一切的发生，你为何要得着我？
You allowed all things to work so that you can obtain me.
主啊，今天我要再把我的路交在你的手里。
Once again today, Lord, I will give my path into your hand.
主啊，你不要忘记我。
Do not forget me, Lord.
主啊，请你看见今天在这里有一个人，他要真的来认识你。
May you see that today there's one person here that really want to know you.
主啊，你要听见我的祷告，我今天要愿意一生落在你的手里。
Hear my prayer, Lord, today, and that I will commit my entire life into your hands.
世人可以看你好像有损失了。
The world can see that we seem to have suffered.
你好像浪费时间了。
We seem to have wasted time.
主啊，但我觉得这是值得的。
Lord, but I feel that this is worth it.
因为这些能够帮助我真的来认识你。
Because these can help me truly to know you.
主啊，求你让我真的多认识你一点。
Lord, help me to truly know you more.
我就知道我所有的时间都是值得的。
Then I would know that all this time was worth it.
如果你今天不是这样凭着信往前走
If today you do not walk forward like this by faith
你会发现你的生活是很空虚
Then you'll find that your living is quite empty
但是如果你每一次这样的来信靠主
But if every time you trust the Lord this way
你这样凭着信往前走
That by faith you walk forward
你会发现每一次当你完全的信靠主
Then you will find that every time when you truly
trust him
and you acknowledge him,
你让他在你的身上有权柄
and you let him have authority over your life,
让他在你的选择上有权柄
and you let him have authority over your decision,
你把你的一生投在他的身上
and you give your entire life into his hands,
你把你的一生投在他的道路上
and you give your entire life into his ways,
你会发现这些是值得的
then you will discover that this is worth it,
你这一切为着要来认识他
you do all this in order to know him,
你在你身上，你不知不觉地发现。
And unbeknownst to you, you will discover.
我们就这样不知不觉地好像走在神要我们走的路上。
And unbeknownst to us, we are starting to walk on His way.
你会发现，对于主的信实，我好像摸到了一点。
And we seem to have touched a little bit of God's faithfulness.
你会发现，我今天真的有一点脚掌所踏之地。
And I discovered today there is a little piece of land that my soul, my foot has trod upon.
你会发现，主真的向我里面打开了一点。
And the Lord has truly opened that point to me.
你就发现主把那个真认识真的给我一点。
And the Lord has given me that true knowledge a little bit.
这个认识是文士没有的。
And this knowing is something that the scribes do not have.
文士是永远得不着的。
The scribes will never get.
因为这一个认识是真认识。
Because this is a true knowledge.
因为这是你走过的。
Because you have walked upon it.
并且没有一个人可以夺去。
And no one else can snatch it away.
忙碌夺不去的。
And the busyness of life cannot snatch away.
你不会因为今天太忙了。
You will not due to the busyness.
你今天没有时间想，好像你就失去了。
That you don't have time to think about it, then you lose it.
不会的。
That will not happen.
很多人经常说我太忙了，我想不起来要依靠主。
You know, some people say, I'm too busy, I don't remember that I need to pray.
我太忙了，我忘记要祷告了。
I'm too busy, I forgot that I ought to pray.
其实很多时候。
In fact, a lot of times.
因为我们是一个文士
Because we are scribes
我们才经常会有这样的经历
That's why we have these kind of experiences
好像我们非要凭着记忆
That we need to remember
凭着很多重复的提醒
And by rote and rules
凭着很多重复去做一些的事情
And by repetition and rote
凭着一些的规矩
According to rules
才能维持一个基督徒的样子。
Then we can maintain the outward appearance of a Christian.
才能维持我好像今天有信心。
Then to maintain as if I have faith today.
但是如果今天环境变了。
But if circumstances change today.
我今天到了另外一个城市。
I go to a different city.
我到了另外一个国家。
I go to a different country.
你发现我周围换了一圈的人。
My surroundings have changed.
我会不会就跟着世界走了？
Would I then follow the world?
我会不会就跟着基督教的社团走了？
Would I follow...the clubs of Christianity.
今天我们里面到底有多少东西是我自己真的经历过的？
So how much do we have that we truly experience ourselves?
我们里面到底有多少是我脚掌所踏之地？
What do we have that our sole of our foot has actually trod upon?
到底有多少我可以从心里说主啊，这是我抓住的？
How much can we tell the Lord, indeed we have grasped this.
不会因为别人怎么说就改变的。
It will not change because others say something.
今天我们身边所发生的事情。
The things that happen in our surroundings.
所遇到的人。
The people that we face.
我们所听到的声音。
The voices that we hear.
所接受到的观念。
The ideas that we receive.
全都在考验我们。
All these are testing us.
考验我们在主的面前到底有多少是我真的踏过的。
Testing how much before the Lord's presence we have truly trod upon.
有多少的真理是我真的抓住的。
How many truths have we truly grasped?
有多少是我这个人真的看见的。
How much have we truly seen?
还是我只是一个文士，这些都是读来的知识。
Or are we only but scribes and all these are from studying?
到了有事情来的时候
When something actually happens,
你会发现我所知道的一点都拯救不了我
And we'll discover that the things that we know cannot save us
当难处来的时候我把这些东西都扔了
When difficulties come, we toss all this aside
你会发现主对我是如此的陌生
And we'll find that the Lord is so foreign to us
我要怎么来依靠他怎么祷告我都不知道了
How do we rely upon him? I don't even know how to pray
一个人要能有脚掌所踏之地
For someone to have a land that he has trod upon,
他的信心必须是活的。
His faith must be real.
不是只是头脑相信明白了。
Not just understand in your head.
而是我因着相信。
That by believing,
我的生活就是这么在行走的。
That my daily living goes according to that.
这是有行动的。
There's action.
这个脚是迈出去的。
And that the foot will actually take a step.
这个活的信心会带出来一个行为的。
And the living faith will bring about actions.
我就照着神的话和原则在这么生活的。
Then I will live according to God's word and his principles.
你会发现和别人的生活就是不一样的。
Then you'll discover your living is different from others.
这是一个分别。
This is a distinction.
这是所有人都能看见的。
This is what others can see.
希伯来书第十章三十八节告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 tells us.
希伯来书十章三十八节说。
Hebrews 10:38.
其实原文里面他说，只是我的义人必因信而活，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
主说我的义人要过的是和世人不一样的生活。
The Lord says, the just, my just people will live a different life from the people of the world.
是和文士不一样的生活。
It is a life that is different from the scribes.
这个不是被逼出来的。
It is not something that's forced.
不是被逼的所以我要这么生活。
It's not because others force us so we'll live this way.
而是我因着相信神的话我就是在这么生活的。
But rather because I believe the Lord's word so I live this way.
今天很多人是因为别人的眼光。
Today, a lot of people, it's because other people's viewpoints.
因为聚会的压力。
Because of the pressure of the gathering.
所以逼不得已要这么生活的。
So that we're forced to live this way.
是因压力而活。
We live by pressure.
这个不是因信而活。
We don't live by faith.
因压力而活不是圣经的教导。
If we live by pressure, that is not the teaching of the Bible.
因别人的眼光而活不是圣经的教导。
We live by other people's perspectives, that is not the teaching of the Bible.
这样是没办法真的活的。
Then we cannot truly live.
你会发现这样你一定半死不活。
Then you'll find that you are half dead and half alive.
圣经告诉我们是因为我信得过他。
The Bible tells us that it is because we believe him.
所以我甘心情愿地要来这么生活。
So that willingly I will live this way.
没有一个人这么逼我。
No one is pressuring me.
今天就是没人这么讲，我还是要这么生活。
If no one is telling me this, I will still live this way today.
我们如果没有一个真实的信心。
If we do not have a true faith.
我们就不可能因信而活。
Then we cannot live by faith.
也不可能把我的脚踏在神所要我所走的路上。
And we cannot lay the sole of our foot to trod upon the land that the Lord wants us to.
但是今天我们又听到这么多的信息。
But we have heard all these messages.
看了这么多的书。
And have read so many books.
那今天我们只能成为文士。
Then, so today we can only become scribes.
只有这一条路，我做一个文士。
This is the only way to become scribes.
保罗在提摩太后书写信给提摩太。
Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy.
那个时候他知道自己快要殉道了。
He knows that he was about to be martyred.
他就写信嘱咐提摩太。
And he wrote an epistle to Timothy to exhort him.
他就祷告的时候常常想到提摩太。
He was often remembering Timothy when he was praying.
在提摩太后书第一章第五节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
保罗就写信他说我想到你心里无伪之信 这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。第六节一开始，为此我提醒你。
When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in you also, and then first half of verse 6, therefore I remind you.
提摩太身上有一件事情。
In Timothy, there's one thing.
让保罗可以写信给他。
That Paul could write an epistle to him.
并且保罗很看重这件事情。
And Paul matters this thing greatly.
如果提摩太没有这个。
If Timothy didn't have this,
保罗就没有办法写这封信。
Then Paul couldn't write this epistle.
提摩太心里有一个无伪之信。
In Timothy's heart, there is a genuine faith.
我今天的题目叫做无伪之信。
Today, my title is genuine faith.
保罗为什么要这么说？
Why did Paul say this?
他为什么要说我想到你心里无伪之信？
Why did he say calling to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you?
他为什么不说我想到你心里的信心？
Why didn't he say to call to remembrance the faith in your heart?
而是说想到你心里的无伪之信。
But to say genuine faith in your heart.
这保罗对这个无伪很有感觉。
Paul has a great sense of this word genuine.
对这个不是假的很有感觉。
He cares about what is not fake.
其实有一些的设计师
You know some designers
他们设计了一些很有名的家具
They designed very famous furniture
后来就开始销售
And they start selling them
然后大家都知道这是某某某设计的
And they know that this furniture is designed by so and so
你看名字就知道这是这个设计师设计的
And if you look at the name you know it is by certain designer
然后这个是比较贵的
But it's quite expensive
它对质量美观要求都很高的
Because it requires goodmaterials and craftsmanship.
但是后来慢慢的
after a while,
就一些人去仿造它。
There are people who make
replicas. 用一些便宜的材料。
To use cheaper materials.
但是样子看起来基本是一样的。
But it looks the same outwardly.
并且这个仿造品越来越多。
And there's more and more replicas.
人就很难分辨了。
And it's very hard to discern.
后来这些卖真货的人
So then those who are selling the real thing,
他就要在后面加一个备注。
Then they have to have an annotation.
这是真品，不是仿造。
This is genuine, not replica.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果今天都是真的，
If today everything is real,
没有假货，
There's nothing that's fake.
你就不需要写上去，这是真的，不是假的。
Then you don't need to say this is genuine, not replica.
只有当假的太多的时候，
Only when there's so many replicas,
只有当你分不出来什么是真的什么是假的时候
Only when you cannot discern what is true and what is not
你才会去写上这不是假的
Then you'll say this is not fake
也就是保罗那个时候
So in the time of Paul
很多人的信心已经变质了
We can see that a lot of people's faith has already
is fake
It's fake
不再是真实的信心了
It's no longer genuine faith
你就看上去好像它是真的
It looks like they have faith.
但其实它不是真信心。
But actually that's not true faith.
而是一个有伪的信心。
It is a hypocritical faith.
一个虚假的信心。
It is a fake faith.
但是在提摩太的心里有一个真实的无伪的信心。
But in Timothy's heart there is a genuine faith.
保罗因此特别要把这件事情提出来。
Therefore Paul wanted to highlight this matter.
因为这个太重要了。
Because it's so important.
如果信心是有伪的。
If Faith is hypocritical.
那其他所有的都免谈了。
Then we don't need to talk about anything else.
希伯来书十一章第六节，我们都很熟悉。
Hebrews 11:6, we all know it quite well.
人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
But without faith, it is impossible to please God.
但是如果我有一个有伪的信心，我也不能讨神的喜悦。
If I had a hypocritical faith, I cannot please Him.
我们的信心是参不得半点假的。
Our faith cannot have a part that is fake.
我必须在神的面前有一个真实的信心。
We need to have genuine faith before the Lord.
我想如果有时间，今天我们要来分享我们如何有真实的信心。
Today, if we have time, let us consider how do we have genuine faith.
不知道今天主看我们，我们对他的信是否是有伪的，还是无伪的？
I wonder if the Lord is examining us, if our faith is hypocritical or is it genuine?
今天世界上在发生很多的事情。
There are a lot of things that happen in this world.
不知道当我们里面会不会感觉这是一个危险的时候。
Do we find that these are dangerous times?
在提摩太书第一章第四节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
提摩太书第一章第四章第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
他说圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
这里的真道和信心是同一个字。
Here, notice the word faith.
也就是说圣灵明确地说在后来的时候。
This is to say the Spirit has said in latter days,
很清楚地说
very expressly says,
必有人离弃信心的。
There will be people who depart from the faith.
必有人从信心上失落的。
There will be people who fall away from the faith.
必有人从信心上坠落下去的。
That there will be people who have lost the faith.
因此他们就听从引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And that's why they give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
什么叫做离弃信心？
What does it mean to depart from the faith?
如果我从来没有过。
If I've never had faith,
那我就没有办法离弃它。
Then I cannot depart from it.
因为我从来没有。
Because I've never had it.
而是我以前有过真信心的。
But rather here, I used to have genuine faith.
但是今天我离开了，失落了。
But I have departed from it, I've lost it.
圣灵很清楚地说，后来的时候，这件事情会发生的。
And the Spirit expressly says that in latter times this will happen.
我想今天我们一定是处在这个后来的时候了。
I believe we are in these latter times today.
很多人的信心会出问题的。
A lot of people's faith will have issues.
并且圣灵说这是一定会发生的。
And the Holy Spirit says this will definitely happen.
好像我们需要在神的面前非常注意这件事。
Therefore, before God's presence, we need to be very careful on this matter.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章第三节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章第三节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑。因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事并有大罪人就是沉沦之子显露出来。
Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition.
这里的离道反教也可以翻译作从信心当中坠落。
Here, the falling away refers to falling away from faith.
从离弃了真的信心
that we have departed from genuine faith.
这里说的那日子是指着主再来之前主再来说的
and here that day refers to the Lord's return.
也就是说在主再来之前很多人会失去真实信心的
that is to say before the Lord's return a lot of people will lose that genuine faith.
在主再来之前很多人在信心上会失落的
that before the Lord's return a lot of people will departFrom the faith.
很多人会失去
A lot of people will
真实的信心
lose that genuine faith.
这和我们刚才读过的提摩太前书四章第一节是一样的。
This is the same as what we have read from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
有无伪之信的人会越来越少。
Those with genuine faith will dwindle in numbers.
一个有伪的信心其实说来就是不信。
But a hypocritical faith, in fact, it's just not, it's disbelief.
只是它看起来好像不是不信。
It is unbelief, and, but outwardly it looks like they believe.
但是他就是不信。
But they do not believe.
那是头脑的相信。
No, this is a belief of the mind.
但是他却没有无伪之信的行为。
But they do not have the actions of that genuine faith.
他相信他说主是我的主。
They believe and they say that the Lord is my Lord.
但是当他做选择的时候还是尊重世界的观念。
But when they make choices, it is still according to the ways of the world.
还是为着自己的利益。
It is still for their own benefit.
他相信他说主听祷告的。
They say that they believe that the Lord listens to prayer.
但你发现他的生活当中很少真的向主呼求。
But you find that in their lives, they do not truly cry out to the Lord.
他说他相信主是宝贵的。
They say that they know that the Lord is precious.
但是你发现他在追求主的事上一直是被动的。
But you find that in the matter of pursuing the Lord, he is always passive.
却在很多主以外的事情上大发热心。
But then they had zeal on a lot of things that are not about the Lord.
他说他相信主是最配的。
He says that he knows that the Lord is the most worthy.
但他却不要把一生奉献来为着他。
But he doesn't want to consecrate his whole life for him.
我想这些很多时候好像已经成为常态了。
I feel like a lot of times these have become normal.
好像我们已经习惯了。
We've gotten used to this.
也不觉得这是怎么样的事情。
We don't feel that this is anything strange.
觉得明白了已经不错了。
We thought if you can understand it, it's already pretty good.
好像真的要相信主的话，那么活是太极端的事情。
To truly believe that God's word is living, that is too extreme.
其实我们心底最深处是拒绝主的话的。
But then, in the depths of our hearts, we reject His word.
这就叫做有伪之信。
This means hypocritical faith.
就是我嘴上说我信。
It is that I say with my mouth that I believe.
但是我的生活却不照着神的话往前迈出我的脚。
But my living is not according to what God has said.
事情一来，我和世人的反应是一样的。
When matters rise up, then my reactions are the same as those of the world.
我们经常会说，我的心愿是因信而活。
We often say our desire is that we'll live by faith.
我真的想要有一个真实的信心。
I truly want to have that true faith.
我说有心愿好不好？
I think it's good to have that desire.
有心愿是好的。
Oh, is it good to have that desire? Yes.
我们在主面前要有心愿。
We must have that desire before the Lord.
但是我从有心愿到因着信迈出我的脚。
But from having that desire to the point where we actually by faith take one step.
这之间是有很大差距的。
There is a big gap between them.
有心愿不代表我已经走上了。
To have that desire doesn't mean I've started to walk.
有心愿有很大的可能我今天是走不上的。
Even if I have the desire, perhaps I cannot walk upon it.
我们做基督徒
for us to be Christians,
会不会今天对自己的要求太低了？
Do we set such a low bar for ourselves today?
有一点心愿我就满足了。
If we have a little bit of desire, then that we have satisfied.
我觉得有点心愿就已经不错了。
We thought if we have a little bit of desire, then we are pretty good.
好像我在主的面前有心愿就是我的目标。
Then before the Lord, my desire is to have desire.
我却从来没有要达到这个目标。
My goal is to have desire, and I never want to actually attain that goal.
只有心愿是绝对不够的。
If we only have desire, that is not enough.
无伪之信是一定有行为的。
Our genuine faith will bring about action.
无伪之信是一定有行动的。
My genuine faith will bring about action.
我觉得今天很多人有一个错误的认识。
These days we have this wrong understanding.
我们的神是看内心的。
Our Lord is, or our God looks at man's heart.
这绝对是不错的。
This is definitely right.
我们都特别熟悉撒母耳记十六章第七节的话。
We're all familiar with 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7.
耶和华对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
我们心的情况太重要了。
The heart condition is too important.
如果一个人的心不清洁，
if someone's heart is not clean,
他里面有很多自己想要的。
There's a lot of things that they want.
里面有很多的苦毒不服。
There's a lot of bitterness.
他在神的面前一定落入黑暗。
Then they will fall into darkness.
里面的光一定暗淡。
Then the light within them will diminish.
并且圣经说这个黑暗是何等的大。
And the Bible says this darkness is so great.
如果我们的心不要主，
if our heart does not want
God, 我们是不可能真认识主的。
Then we cannot truly, it is impossible to truly know God.
这里告诉我们，我们不能看外貌。
Here it says that we cannot look at just the outward.
不能因为他身材高大，他长得好。
Because someone who has good physical stature,
他就肯定是个好的。
Then we think that they're a good person.
属灵的事上不能看外貌。
Spiritual matters, we cannot look at the outward appearance.
有的人特别的客气。
Some people are very,
polite.
Polite.
他对你特别的讲话温柔。
They're very tender when they speak to you.
讲话一直的点头说是是。
And when you speak to them, they also say yes, yes.
你就感觉他好像很柔软。
You feel that they're very gentle.
但你当你跟他真的谈到基督徒生活的要求的时候，
but then when you speak of the requirements of a Christian living,
他就不要听了。
Then they don't want to listen anymore.
你发现他里面非常的硬的。
And you find that within it, they're very hard.
所以我们不能看外貌。
So we cannot look at the outward.
外貌是不准的。
Outward appearance is not accurate.
一个人可以很 nice.
Someone could be very nice.
但他不一定属灵。
But that person might not be spiritual.
我们常常很多时候觉着看心是很重要的。
Oftentimes we feel that looking at the heart is very important.
我想这是对的。
I think this is correct.
但是不看外貌，不在乎，我们就不看重信心的行为了。
But to not look at outward appearance does not mean we disregard outward actions
from the faith. 圣经当中从来没有这么讲过。
But Bible never says this.
我们常常用这句话来安慰我们自己。
Oftentimes we use this to comfort ourselves.
为我们的失败冷淡找借口。
To give us excuse for our failures and our shrinking back.
神看重我们内心的情况。
God looks at our inward.
神也看重我们的行为。
But God also looks at our action.
或者神也看重我们的行为是不是从信心里面来的。
Or to say whether our actions stem from genuine faith.
神要看我们有没有信心所带出来的行为。
God is looking at whether we have actions that come from faith.
神要看我们是不是因着信心我的生活有改变。
God is looking at whether by faith our living is changing.
我不能今天说我的心是爱主的。
We cannot just say that my heart loves the Lord.
但是我的生活没有任何的改变。
But there is no change in my living.
我说我真的相信主的。
I say I truly believe the Lord.
但我却不照着神的话去生活。
But I do not want to live according to His word.
罗马书十二章第一节怎么说？
What does Romans chapter 12 verse 1 say?
他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as living sacrifice holy acceptable to God which is your reasonable service
这里说的是把什么献上呢
Here what does it say to, give, to offer up
是把身体献上
It is the, your bodies
我是不是真的相信主值得把我一生都献给他呢
Do I truly believe that he is worthy of me giving him my entire life?
如果这个信心是无伪的,
if this faith is genuine,
那我今天的生活就要改变了。
Then my living will change today.
我手所做什么就要改变了。
What I do must change.
我嘴所说什么就要改变了。
What I say must change.
我脚去哪里就要改变了。
Where I go must change.
我的生活一定是变的。
My daily living will change.
我的时间花在什么事情上也会变的。
How I spend my time will also change.
我遇到事情如何反应也会变的。
When things happen, how do I react? That will change too.
我就是一个受管制的人。
I'm someone who is disciplined by God.
这个奉献是有表现的。
The consecration, there's action.
是有行为的。
There's effect.
Yeah. 但今天我们讲奉献很多时候讲到一个地步。
But oftentimes when we speak of consecration to a point,
好像嘴里说主啊我把自己奉献给你了。
We seem to say in our mouth, Lord, I consecrate myself to you.
就够了。
That's enough.
结果所有人都奉献了。
So everybody consecrated.
但是圣经里面不是这么讲的。
But the Bible does not say this.
圣经里面从来没有这么讲过。
The Bible doesn't say this.
没有一个 magic word.
There's no magic word to utter.
我讲一下就奉献了。
Once I mention it, then I'm consecrated.
这个奉献是有行为的。
The consecration brings about action.
这个奉献是带出生活的改变的。
This consecration brings about change in daily living.
如果你真的有一个无伪之信，
If you truly have genuine faith,
你真的信主是值得的。
You truly believe that the Lord is worthy.
你的身体会献上的。
Then you will offer up your body.
你怎么活会有改变的。
That how you live will change.
我们今天不能把神的标准拉下来。
Today we cannot pull down the God's standard.
让我觉得我奉献。
To make us feel that we have consecrated.
我算自己奉献了。
That I will count myself as consecrated.
我只要讲一句主啊，我把自己奉献给你，我就觉得我已经奉献了。
But as long as I say, Lord, I give myself to you, then I feel myself consecrated.
我里面就舒服点了。
Then I feel better with it.
我就觉得好像今天我有面子了。
Then we feel that then we
我不会被别人瞧不起了。
That I would not be belittled by others.
但其实我没有真的奉献。
But I didn't truly consecrate.
我想我们的追求不是要把神的标准拉下来。
Our pursuit is not to pull down God's standard.
好像让所有人都可以达到。
So that everybody can attain that lower standard.
主的标准是不能变的。
The Lord's standard cannot change.
该变的是我们的追求。
What could change is our pursuit.
该变的是我们这个人。
What could change is us.
我们要追求来够得上神的标准。
We have to pursue that we can attain to that God's standard.
这要成为我们今天的追求。
That should become our pursuit today.
如果我们不追求够得上主的标准，
If we do not pursue to obtain His standard,
而是把主的标准降低一点，
but to rather to lower the Lord's standard,
让它容易一点，
to make it a little easier to obtain,
让它更 accessible, approachable 一点，
to make the standard more accessible and approachable.
这是很可怕的。
This is very severe.
主的话很清楚地说，把身体献上。
Lord's word is very clear to offer up your bodies.
我们今天怎么生活，怎么追求，这是看得见的。
How we follow, pursue Him, how we live, that's something we can observe.
这个奉献是有行为的。
So consecration brings about action.
爱主不是只在心里爱的。
To love the Lord is not just in our heart.
相信也不是只表现在心里相信的。
And to believe is not just in our heart.
我们的心是很诡诈的。
Our hearts are very crooked.
这是可以隐藏起来的。
We can hide our heart.
人可以看不见的。
Others can not see it.
但我们的生活人是可以看见的。
But others can see our living.
我在结什么样的果子人是可以看见的。
What kind of fruit I bear, others can see.
我的身体是不是献上了人是可以看见的。
Whether I consecrate my body, others can see.
我有没有因着信做了与世人不一样的决定人是可以看见的。
Have I made decisions that are different from the world by faith, others can see that too.
我有没有因着信把我的事情放下我先来尊重主这是可以看见的。
Have I laid down some things by faith to honor the Lord? Others can see that too.
我有没有因着相信我相信他寻求那赏赐他的人
Do I truly believe that he will be a rewarder of those who pursue him?
我追求的时间真的是白给主了
And I pursue and I give the time to the Lord.
这是可以看见的
And that you can see too.
今天我怎么追求人是可以看见的
Today, how I pursue others can see.
就我们千万不要说你不知道我的内心是怎样的。
So therefore, dare not say that you do not know my heart.
你看不见我里面是相信的。
You cannot see that I believe within.
你看不见我里面真的奉献给主了。
You cannot see that I truly consecrated myself to the Lord.
只是你没看见而已。
It's just you cannot see my heart.
神是看内心的。
And God looks at the heart.
我里面奉献了。
I consecrated within.
我想如果今天保罗在这里。
If Paul is here today.
保罗会说弟兄啊你把我的信读错了。
And he will say, brother, you read my epistle incorrectly.
我没有要看你的心。
I am not trying to look at your heart.
我要看你的身体是不是在为主而活。
I'm looking at whether your body is living for the Lord.
我不需要看你的内心的。
I do not need to look at your heart.
你的生活已经告诉我了。
Your living reveals that to me.
你的反应已经告诉我了。
Your reaction reveals that to me.
你所有的表现已经告诉我了。
All your actions reveal that to me.
你的心多么是什么样的已经不太重要了。
How your heart is no longer important.
我们今天如果真的奉献是有反应的是有行为的。
If you truly consecrate it today, there will be reaction. There will be action.
雅各书第二章十七节到二十节。
James chapter 2 verse 17 to 20.
雅各书第二章十七到二十节。
James chapter 2 verse 17 to 20.
这样信心若没有行为就是死的。若有人说你有信心我有行为你将你没有行为的信心指给我看我便记着我的行为将我的信心指给你看你信神只有一位你信得不错鬼魔也信却是战惊虚浮的人呐、你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗
Thus also faith by itself if it does not have works is dead but someone will say you have faith and I have worksShow me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you know unto know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?
26节
Verse 26.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
无伪之信一定有行为的。
Genuine faith.Will bring about works.
魔鬼也信啊。
Even the demons believe.
魔鬼还战惊呢。
Even the demons will tremble.
如果我们只信没有行为。
If we only believe but have no action.
还不如魔鬼啊。
Then we are even worse than the demons.
无伪的信心一定会让我有脚掌所踏之地的。
The genuine faith will have to bring about land that our sole of our foot will trod upon.
圣经里说，一个人的信心如果是有伪的。
The Bible says if someone's faith is hypocritical,
他所有的建造都是在沙土上
then all his building is on sinking sand.
我们读一下马太福音第七章二十四到二十七节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27.
马太第七章二十四到二十七节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人。把房子盖在磐石上雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子房子总不倒塌因为根基立在磐石上凡听见我这话不去行的好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子房子就倒塌了并且倒塌得很大
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell. And great was its fall.
这里说的听见不去行。
Here it speaks of those who hear the sayings and do not do them.
我实在感觉不是只说到外面做一件事情。
I feel that this is not just talking about outward action.
而是他没有一个无伪的信心。
But it is that they do not have a genuine faith.
他只是听见了，明白了，欣赏一下。
They hear it, they comprehend it, and they admire it a little bit.
他却没有因着信这样的生活。
But they do not live according to faith.
主说这样的人是一个无知的人。
The Lord says these people are foolish.
他把房子盖在沙土上。
They built their house on sand.
其实一个人只要他信心出了问题。
As long as someone's faith is not correct.
仇敌都不用在这个人身上花时间的。
Then the enemy does not even spend time on this person.
因为我们对仇敌没有任何的威胁。
Because we're not a threat to the enemy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为雨淋水冲风吹就已经够了。
Because as long as the rain descends, the wind blows, and the floods come, then that's enough.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了。
As long as there's rain and flood and wind, the house is going to fall.
仇敌什么都不用做的。
The enemy doesn't need to do anything.
因为生活中一定有雨淋水冲风吹的。
Because surely in your life there will be some wind and floods and rain.
也就是说，有一天这个建造一定会倒塌的。
In other words, one day this building will fall.
这是根本没法避免的。
It's going to happen.
这样的人只能生活在安逸的当中。
This kind of person can only live in a life of ease.
他不能遇到一点的雨淋、水冲、风吹。
They cannot withstand any wind, flood and rain.
只要有一点的难处。
As long as there's a little bit of difficulty.
只要有一点不合他的意思。
As long as there's something that's against His will.
只要有一点的不舒服，
as long as there's something uncomfortable,
他所建造的房子就会倒塌。
Then the building, the house he built will fall.
之前所听到的完全帮不到他。
And everything that he heard before cannot help him.
都没有用。
They cannot help him.
这些人他只要平安。
These people only want peace.
只要顺利。
They want success.
只要一个不太难的环境。
They want a circumstance that's not too difficult.
他只要没有雨，没有风。这些都没有。
They want to have no rain, no wind.
他拒绝生活当中一切所临到的雨淋、水冲、风吹。
And in fact, they reject any kind of wind and flood and wind that and rain that could come.
因为他里面觉得是雨淋、水冲、风吹，所以让房子倒塌了。
Because in their hearts, they feel that it is because of the rain, because of the flood, because of the wind that causes the building to fall.
好像没有这些，我就可以好好跟从主了。
As if there's none of those circumstances, then they can follow the Lord.
他的信心只在风平浪静的时候才有用。
Their faith can only function when there is no wind.
这不是真信心。
That is not genuine faith.
这不是提摩太心中那个无伪之心。
That is not the genuine faith that is in Timothy's heart.
他从来都不知道这个房子为什么会倒塌。
Because these people do not know why the house will fall.
第一次雨来了，他怪雨。
The first time the rain comes and they blame the rain.
第二次水来了，他怪水。
Second time the flood came and they blame the flood.
第三次风来了，他又怪风。
The third time the wind blew and they blame the wind.
反正都是别人的问题。
It's always other people's issue.
反正都是环境太难了。
It is all because the circumstances are too tough.
都是因为周围的人没有爱心。
It's because the people about me have no love.
但是他从来不知道为什么这个房子会倒塌。
But they never understand why the house would fall.
圣经告诉我们，是因为他一直建造。
The Bible tells us that it is because he built on sand.
问题不是雨淋，也不是风吹，也不是水冲。
The issue is not the rain, it's not the flood, it's not the wind.
不是工作太忙了。
It is not because the busyness of the work.
不是老板太严厉了。
It's not because your boss is too severe.
不是弟兄姊妹太难相处了。
It's not because brothers and sisters are too difficult to get along with.
而是我的根基建造在沙土上。
But rather, it is because my foundations is built on sand.
雨淋水冲风吹之前，我这个房子已经是一个危楼了。
Before the rain came and the flood came and the wind came, my house is already in critical condition.
不是雨淋水冲风吹让我的房子变危险的。
It is not the wind and the flood and the rain that caused my house to be in danger.
这个房子也不是雨淋水冲风吹打坏的。
And the house didn'tbecome dilapidated by the rain or the flood or the wind.
圣经说这个房子是倒下去的。
The Bible says that the house fell.
圣经没有说这个房子被打坏了 damaged.
The Bible doesn't say the house is damaged.
而是它根基有问题。
But there's something wrong with the foundation.
它所有都倒了。
So everything fell.
只是今天才显出来。
But it is revealed on the day when those things came.
这么长的时间都没有显出来。
In the past, it was not revealed.
只是还没有雨淋水冲风吹淋到。
It is only because there's no rain and flood and wind yet.
但是这个问题是第一天就有的。
But the issue was there in day one.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不要怕雨淋风吹水冲。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of the wind and the flood and the rain.
因为雨淋水冲风吹不能使一个人他如果根基建造在磐石上倒塌了。
Because if your foundation is on rock, then the rain and the flood and the wind will not cause you to fall.
只要我们的信心是无伪的信心。
As long as our faith is genuine.
我们是因着信心一直在顺服主。
That by faith we continue to submit to the Lord.
我们因信而活。
And we live by faith.
我们所遇到的雨淋水冲风吹。
And when we face rain and flood and rain,
每一个过不去的难处。
Every difficulty that comes.
每一个伤痛。
Every painful encounter,
每一个让我们觉得丧胆的事情
everything that causes us to lose heart,
都是在向我们显明一件事情
it all reveals one thing to us,
我们的根基是建造在磐石上的
that our foundation is on rock,
今天是我的主是我的磐石
today my Lord is my rock,
是因着我的主所以我没有倒下去
because of my Lord I have not fallen,
他圣经告诉我们他总不倒塌
the Bible says it will not fall,
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
越多的雨淋水冲风吹
The more the rain and the floods and the wind come.
只是一次一次成为我们有无伪之信人的见证
It becomes the opportunities of testimony for someone who has genuine faith.
一次一次的显给人看
Each time you can reveal to others.
一次一次的显给仇敌看
Each time you can reveal to the enemy.
我们的根基是立在耶稣基督这段磐石上的
That our foundation is on Christ the rock.
我们的主是可靠的
and our Lord is trustworthy.
我们的主是可信的
our Lord, we can believe in him.
我想我们真的要感谢主
we thank the Lord.
给我们遇到难处
that we have encountered difficulty.
给我们遇到雨淋水冲风吹
that we have encountered rain and flood and wind.
没有这些
if there's none of that,
我们其实都不知道我们真实的情况是什么
then we do not know what our true condition is.
我们其实不知道我们建造在什么上面
and we don't know whatfoundation we have built upon.
我还以为我建造在磐石上。
I thought I was built on rock.
是等到难处来了。
Until difficulty comes.
才显明我的真实情况。
Then it reveals my true condition.
我想其实是主的怜悯。
I think this is actually the mercy of the Lord.
让我们看到我的房子倒塌。
That we can see that our building falls.
让我看到这个倒塌是很大的。
And we see that great is the fall.
我们这样才有可能真的把根基建在磐石上。
Then we can truly build on the foundation on rock.
一个人如果没有看见自己建造在沙土上
If someone does not see that his foundation is on sand,
他的时间都是花在怎么样装饰这个建筑的。
And all his time is spent on how to decorate his house.
明白更多的知识
To understand more knowledge.
做一个文士
To become a scribe.
但是事情来了
But when matters come,
根本站不住
they cannot stand.
我们不要怕错
We should not be afraid of being wrong.
不要怕自己的问题被显出来
Do not be afraid that your issues have been revealed.
不要怕自己的房子今天倒塌了
Do not be afraid that your building might fall.
只要我肯重新开始
As long as I'm willing to start over,
我就一定可以建造在磐石上
Then this time I can build on the rock.
这些的失败就要成为我的帮助
And these failures will become my help.
就会成为我眼睛打开的原因。
Then these will be the reason that my eyes are open.
我里面的观念就会被扭转过来。
That my my point of views will be changed.
让我里面终于醒过来了。
That I will be awakened from within.
带给我有真实的悔改。
That I will, it will bring about true repentance.
我想我们要求主怜悯我们。
We need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
主啊，不要让我成为一个不能回头的人。
Do not let me be someone who cannot turn back.
很多时候人因着房子倒塌了。
A lot of times when because the building fell.
他不是要重新开始，要建立在磐石上。
Instead of starting over and building on rock,
而是在那里抱怨雨淋、水冲、风吹。
But rather than they will be complaining about the flood and the rain and the wind.
都是因为这里的条件不好。
It's because the circumstances are not great.
我要找一个没雨、没风、没水的地方。
I need to find a place where there's no rain, no flood, and no wind.
那样我就可以做一个爱主的人。
Then I can be someone who loves the Lord.
我想我们的心思。真的是这么想问题的。
Our thinking sometimes have these issues.
陷在自己的里面。
We sink into ourselves.
但是圣经的思想不是要我去改变环境。
But the biblical thinking is not for us to change the circumstances.
圣经没有让我们今天祷告没雨没风 没水。
The Bible doesn't tell us to pray that there will be no wind and no flood and no rain.
而是要把根基建立在磐石上。
But rather to build on the foundation of rock.
我们千万不要做一个抱怨的人。
Let us not be someone who murmurs.
受一点的苦就开始发怨言。
Once we have a little bit of difficulty, we'll start murmuring.
这个只能把死亡带给我们。
That could only bring about death.
不会有任何的益处的。
There'll be no gain.
我们要来到主的面前。
We need to come before the Lord's presence.
为着自己的光景哀痛。
For our to have sorrow for our own condition.
为着自己的失败哀痛。
To have sorrow for our own failures.
为着我们里面的罪哀痛。
To have sorrow for our own sins.
为着自己里面的悖逆。
To have sorrow for our own rebellion.
主啊，我是一个贫穷的人。
Lord, I'm someone who's poor.
求你救我脱离这样的心。
Help me, deliver me from this condition.
帮助我能够重新再来。
Help me so that I can start over again.
让我的根基能够建立在磐石上。
That my foundation may be built on solid rock.
我们要害怕自己成为一个悖逆的人。
Be afraid of becoming someone who's rebellious.
我们要害怕自己成为一个刚硬的人。
Be afraid of becoming someone who's stubborn.
害怕自己成为一个为着自己感觉而活的人。
To be afraid of becoming someone who's only living for our own feelings.
其实主告诉我们，这些的雨淋、水冲、风吹是化妆的祝福。
In fact, the Lord has told us that the rain and the flood and the wind, these are only blessings in disguise.
哥林多后书第七章九到十一节有讲到一段话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9 through 11, there is this passage.
如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。你看你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上你们都表明自己是洁净的。
Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death.For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner, what diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication, in all things you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
我实在感觉保罗这里写的非常的宝贵。
I feel this is very precious what Paul wrote here.
像我们没有一个人喜欢忧愁的。
No one wants to have the feeling of being sorrow.
没有一个人遇到雨淋、水冲、风吹的时候觉得很舒服。
No one feels comfortable when the rain comes and the flood comes and the wind comes.
没有一个人被人误会的时候很开心。
When you are mistreated by others, no one is going to be happy about it.
没有一个人受到责备之后会在那里笑的。
No one will start smiling after a rebuke.
我想这是我们真实的感觉。
This is our true feeling.
很多事情一发生，你就发现我里面很忧愁。
Something happens and we find that we have sorrow within.
没有人喜欢忧愁。
No one likes to be sorrowful.
圣经也没有教导我们要去喜欢忧愁。
And the Bible does not teach us to like being in sorrow.
圣经也没有教导我们要去喜欢受苦。
And the Bible doesn't teach us to like being in suffering.
但是当我们遇到事情，遇到使我们忧愁的事情的时候，
But when there are things that come that cause us to be in sorrow,
我们是可以有不同的选择和反应的。
We can have a choice of how we react.
这是神所看重的。
This is what God cares about.
神没有要我们不能有忧愁的感觉。
God does not say that we ought not to feel sorrow.
我们可以有忧愁的感觉。
We can have the feeling of sorrow.
很多人以为属灵就是没有忧愁的感觉。
A lot of people thought that being spiritual means that you will not feel sorrow.
属灵就是没有痛的感觉。
To be spiritual is to not feel pain.
就是没有苦的感觉。
To not feel bitterness.
圣经没有这样的教导。
Bible doesn't teach this way.
没有感觉，那是大马蜂。
If you have no feeling, then you have leprosy.
如果我们都没有感觉，我们就不需要学习。
If you have no feeling, then you do not need to learn.
没有感觉不是属灵。
To not have this feeling or sense, it is not spiritual.
我们不能照着自己的想象在那里追求。
We cannot pursue based on our imagination.
基督徒是有感觉的人。
Christians must have sense.
基督徒不是没有感觉的人。
We have to sense something.
我们的主也是有感觉的人。
And our Lord had feelings too.
以赛亚书当中说到我们的主是忧患之子。
In Isaiah, it speaks of our Lord as a man of sorrows.
主也经历到很多的忧患。
Our Lord has experienced sorrow.
我想主有感觉。
I think the Lord has feelings.
但他不是为着自己。
But it wasn't for himself.
这个忧愁来了，主怎么反应和我们不同？
How does the Lord react when the sorrow comes? It's different from how we react.
我们要知道我们不能拒绝忧愁的感觉。
We cannot reject the feeling of sorrow.
但我们可以选择在忧愁来我如何的反应。
But we can choose that when sorrow comes, how we're going to react.
我如何的做选择？
How we're going to choose.
这个是我们可以做的。
This is something we can do.
感觉你可能控制不了。
Perhaps you cannot control your feelings.
但是选择你可以做的。
But you can choose your choice.
今天这个忧愁发展成为什么，是我们的责任。
How the sorrow what the sorrow will bring about, that is our responsibility.
我们刚才读到哥林多后书第七章。
We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗说你可以依着神的意思忧愁。
Paul says you can have godly sorrow.
你也可以依着世俗的意思忧愁。
You can also have the sorrow of the world.
这是英文里面有人解释。
In English, someone explained this.
说因着忧愁，如果我们转向神了。
To from sorrow, what do we turn to?
转向神了。
If we turn to God.
为着自己的罪难过。
And we have sorrow for our own sins.
为着自己的悖逆难过。
We have sorrow for our own rebellion.
这就是依着神的意思忧愁。
This is what it means to have godly sorrow.
但今天如果因着这个忧愁。
But today, if through this sorrow,
使我远离神了。
It caused me to be far from the Lord.
我开始自怜自爱了。
I have self-pity and self-love.
我在那里发怨言。
I complain.
我想到的都是自己的委屈。
I feel, everything I think of is that I am ill-treated.
我想到的都是自己被苦待了。
That I feel that others have mistreated me.
这是世俗的忧愁。
Then this is the sorrow of the world.
什么时候当我们开始爱自己？
Whenever we start to love ourselves,
可怜自己,
to have self-pity,
为自己感觉委屈,
to feel that we are mistreated,
在那里抱怨苦读,
to complain and have bitterness.
保罗说这样的忧愁是世俗的忧愁。
Paul says that this is a worldly sorrow.
这样的忧愁只能带下一个结果。
This worldly sorrow can only bring some, bring,
就是死亡。
Death.
只能把死亡带给我们。
It can only bring death.
没有一个自怜自爱苦读的人可以得着生命。
There is no one who is having self-pity, who could get life.
只能经历死亡。
Can only bring death.
也会把这个死亡带给别人。
And will only bring death to others as well.
但是如果今天我因着忧愁，我转向我的主。
But today, if because of sorrow, I turn towards God.
主啊，救我！我怎么这么以我自己为中心呢？
Turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. How am I so self-centered?
主啊，我怎么这么苦读？求你救我。
Lord, how come I have so much bitterness? Please deliver me.
主啊，我不要这样，我一直在得罪你。
Lord, I do not want to be continue in this way because I do not honor you.
主啊，我不愿意在你面前一直的这样悖逆下去。
I do not want to be rebellious like this continuously.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
依着神的意思忧愁。
If we have godly sorrow,
就生出一个没有懊悔的、没有后悔的懊悔来。
Then it will bring about, it's not to be regretted.
以致得救。
To salvation.
就是英文说这个忧愁会产生出悔改。
That in English here it says it will produce repentance.
然后以致得救。
Leading to salvation.
这个悔改原文的意思说心思的改变。
Here repentance in the original text it means the changing of the heart.
也就是说什么意思？
Sorry, changing of the mind.
也就是说因着这个忧愁会让我们的心思改变的。
It is to say that because of the sorrow that our mind will change.
如果因着这个忧愁我转向神了。
If because of the sorrow I turn towards God.
我为着自己的光景哀痛。
That I have sorrow for my own condition.
就会带下一个结果。
Then this will bring about a result.
主会让我们的心思发生改变。
That our mind will change.
以致让我得拯救。
Leading to salvation.
然后他就生出何等的殷勤来。
And it will produce diligence.
保罗后面生成殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚。
And it will produce clearing out yourselves, indignation, fear, vehement desire, zeal, and vindication.
其实我们根本想不到的。
We couldn't have thought about these.
因着忧愁，我的心思居然被扭转过来。
Because of sorrow that my mind would have been twisted.
我本来一直都是这么想问题的。
I used to think about it this way.
我怎么都转不过来。
I couldn't be turned around.
但是今天神安排雨淋、水冲、风吹。发生在我的身上。
But God today has arranged for the wind to come and the flood and the rain to come about.
我的确忧愁了。
And indeed I have sorrow.
但是因着这些的忧愁难处，我终于转向主了。
But because of these sorrows, I finally turn towards God.
主在我们里面就做奇妙的事情。
Then the Lord does this miraculous work in us.
我为着自己的光景难过哀痛。
That I have sorrow for my own condition.
求主怜悯我。
I ask him to have mercy on me.
发现主的道路高过人的道路。
We find that the Lord's ways are higher than man's ways.
主就因着这样让我们的心思改变过来了。
Through these circumstances that he calls our minds to change.
人心思的改变不是要去神学院。
To change a mind is not to go to seminary.
不是要去多听道。
It is not to just listen to more doctrine.
多做研究。
Or to study more.
成为一个文士。
To become a scribe.
神在这里用水冲、雨淋、风吹。
God here uses rain and flood and wind.
带给我们忧愁。
To bring about sorrow.
因着这个忧愁，我们如果肯转向主。
And through this sorrow, if we're willing to turn towards God,
迎着这个忧愁，如果我们能够成为一个哀痛人，
if through this sorrow we are willing to become a man of sorrow,
就能够改变我们的心思，
then that could bring about change in our mind.
如果我们肯伏在主的面前，
if we're willing to submit to the Lord,
忧愁就成为我们的祝福，
then this sorrow becomes our blessing.
你会发现，以至于这个忧愁的结果不是毁坏。
Then you'll find that this sorrow does not produce destruction.
你会发现主没有要用这个忧愁来毁坏我们。
You'll find that the Lord does not use your sorrow to destroy you.
你会发现因着忧愁我里面醒过来了。
But through the sorrow that we are awakened within,
我反而得拯救了。
That I would actually be delivered through this.
我以为我完了。
I thought I was done for.
我以为这些都倒塌了。
I thought the building had fallen down.
我还有救吗？
Am I still able to be saved?
但我却不知道这是拯救的开始。
But I didn't know that this is actually the beginning of salvation.
因着忧愁，因着倒塌了。
Because of sorrow, because of the falling.
我反而得着生命。
I would receive life.
我反而得着拯救。
That I would receive salvation.
我的心思反而被更新了。
That my mind would actually be changed through this.
从这之后
，After this.
主就帮助我们真的把根基建立在磐石上。
The Lord will help us to truly build our foundation on the rock.
不再建立在沙土上。
No longer on the sand.
这个能把根基建立在磐石上的人
，For those who can build on the rock，
就是马太福音第七章说的人。
It is those who have been referred to in Matthew chapter 7。
就是他听见主的话。
It is that if they hear the word，
他就去行。
That they would do it。
因着一个无伪的信心，他就去行。
Because of genuine faith, that they would do it。
他真的相信主的话是对的。
They truly believe that the Lord's word is right.
他因此就照着生活。
Therefore, they live according to that.
他的信心是真实的。
Their faith is true.
是和行为并行的。
Their faith, is revealed in their works.
他就是要这么信，这么生活。
They will believe this way and they will live this way.
所以当他在说话的时候，
so that when they speak,
背后是带着权柄。
Behind it brings there is authority.
就不会像一个文士一样。
It would not be like the scribes.
我们不要拒绝。雨淋、水冲、风吹。
Let us not reject the rain and the flood and the wind. Let us not murmur just because of a little bit of sorrow. We ask the Lord to use these matters to help us turn back to His presence so that we would be a man of sorrow, so that these things can be used in the Lord's hand, that there will be an effect in us that our minds will be changed.
其实圣经里面说, 只有心思改变过来,
in fact, the Bible says only if the mind is changed, then we can truly believe.
圣经里面是说到, 先悔改,
the Bible speaks of first repentance, then belief.
也就是说, 先要有心思的改变,
in other words, you have to have a changing of the mind first. Then you can believe him.
先有心思改变,
you first have a change in the mind, then you can have an genuine faith.
很多时候我们的心思没有变, 我逼着自己信,
a lot of times when our mind is not changed and we force ourselves to believe, that is not possible. So today we need to pay heed to the circumstances that God has arranged.
如果你都拒绝这些,
if you reject all these, then you will never have a genuine faith. Because you will not have true repentance before the Lord's presence. In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, it says,
他说, 日期满了,神的国近了,你们当悔改,
and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
悔改和相信是连在一起,
repent and believing is joined together.
悔,心思的改变和相信必须在一起,
and to have the mind to be changed and to believe, these have to come hand in hand.
心思没有改变,
if the mind is not changed, then that is not called repentance.
不是情绪感觉变了,
it is not just our emotions changed.
我们常常以为我情绪变了, 好像里面被 stir up.
Oftentimes we feel that we are stirred up in our emotions.
我好像感觉受了感动了,
that we seem to have been touched.
我就能够悔改相信了,
then I can repent and believe.
这个不是圣经里面说的悔改相信,
this is not the repentance that speaks of in the Bible.
你会发现一段时间之后,
and we'll find that after a while this person is no more.
只有心思改变过来了, 才叫悔改,
only if the mind has changed, then that is true repentance.
因为我本来是那么看问题的,
because I looked at it this way before,
今天我被转过来了,
and now I have been turned around,
所以我可以真的相信,
and I can now truly believe.
如果我看问题的方式还是那么看的,
if I'm still looking at the matters in the same way,
我还是那么觉得的,
if I still feel that same way,
只是我的感觉上今天我不能发表出来我的情绪,
but only that I have to control my emotions and not let it out,
永远不会有真实的信心的,
then I will never have genuine faith.
今天我们要能有脚掌所踏之地,
today we need to have land that the sole of our foot has trod upon,
要能进入真实的真理,
that we can enter into truth.
心思必须改变,
our mind needs to be changed,
才会有无畏之心,
then we'll have genuine faith.
我才能够真的在主的面前迈出那一步,
then before the Lord's presence I can truly take one step.
心思没有改变, 不会有真的相信,
if the mind is not changed, then we will not have true belief.
我逼着自己踏出去,
if I force myself to take one step, then that is only testing the Lord.
会发现得不着真实的经历,
then we will not gain true experience.
无畏的信心太重要了,
genuine faith is so important.
今天我们太需要在神的面前有一个无畏的信心,
before the Lord's presence, we need to have a genuine faith.
希伯来书11章第一节告诉我们, 信是所望之事的实底, 是未见之事的确据。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
如果我没有一个无畏的信心,
if we do not have a genuine faith,
我就根本没有办法使我所盼望的实话成为实在,
then we cannot substantiate what we hope for.
你会发现它都不实在,
then these things are not substantial.
都很抽象,
these are very abstract.
都很遥远,
these are very far away.
另一面,
but it is also the conviction of things not seen.
无畏的信心可以在我们里面打开我们的眼睛,
this genuine faith can be within us, opening that eye.
虽然很多是未见的事情,
even though these are things yet not seen,
但是因着我的信心是无畏的,
but because my faith is genuine,
我的里面有一个确据,
that I have this conviction from within.
英文叫做 conviction.
In English it says conviction.
这是真知道。
This is a true knowledge.
是我深处知道。
That I know from my depth.
是别人都推不倒的。
That others cannot push it away.
是环境都夺不去的。
That circumstances cannot snatch it away.
是不会改变的。
It cannot change.
是在神的面前是一个真的知道。
Before God's presence, this is a true knowledge.
为什么很多时候事情一来。
How come often when things happen?
显出我们里面其实不清不楚。
It reveals that we actually don't know very well.
其实显出我们里面没有真的确据。
That we do not have that conviction from within.
是因为我们信心出了问题。
Because there's something wrong with our faith.
你想用道理，用重复的记忆。
We want to use doctrine and we want to use repetition.
你一直告诉自己。
To tell ourselves.
你是得不着这个确据。
You cannot have this conviction.
你再怎么告诉自己，你发现你里面还是虚的。
No matter how you tell yourself, you feel that it is still no conviction within.
你里面就是得不着那个真知道。
That you would not have that true knowledge.
问题在哪里？
What is the issue here?
问题是在信心上。
The issue is at the faith.
一个人只要有无伪之心，
as long as someone has genuine faith,
神就在他的深处能够做一件事情，
then God can do something in his depth,
让他抓到一个确据，
and he can hold on to that conviction.
我们的确据不能超过我们信心的度量，
our conviction cannot surpass the capacity of our faith.
我们的信心，我们的确据如果越过我信心的度量，就是不真实。
If our conviction surpasses the capacity of our faith, then that is not real.
我想求主给我们一个强烈的心志。
We ask the Lord to give us a strong desire.
一定要在主的面前得着一个无伪之心。
That before him we must gain that genuine faith.
这个时代保罗告诉我们，很多人要离弃真信心。
In these days, Paul tells us that many will depart from the faith.
很多人会失去真信心。
A lot of will lose that faith.
我想前面的日子一定不会很轻松。
I believe the days ahead will not be an ease.
一定会有水冲、雨淋、风吹的。
There must be a flood and rain and wind.
求主让我们能够像提摩太一样。
May the Lord help us to be like Timothy.
里面有一个无伪之心。
To have a genuine faith within,
能够成为神所能够托付的人。
To be someone that can receive the entrustment from God.
在雨淋水冲风吹来到的时候。
So that when the rain comes and the flood comes and the wind comes.
不是去抱怨，不是去苦读。
That we do not murmur, we do not have bitterness.
而是我能转向神。
But that we can turn towards God.
为着自己的光景哀痛。
To have sorrow for our own condition.
为着自己这样得罪神哀痛。
To have sorrow for having wronged God.
让神所安排的忧愁与难处。
So that the arrangement that God has prepared.
能够在神的手中发生他该有的功用。
Could cause that sorrow and be used in God's hand.
使我的心思转变过来。
So that my mind will be turned around.
能够让我里面真的悔改。
So that I could truly repent.
以此生发出我里面有一个真的相信。
And that could engender this genuine faith.
就可以有一个无伪之信，更加的来信靠我的主。
And then I can have this more genuine faith to trust in Him even more.
好使每一次雨淋、风吹、水冲来到。
So that next time when the wind comes and the rain comes and the flood comes,
越发显出我们的根基是建立在主这块磐石之上。
That it will reveal that our foundation is on the rock.Our Lord.
你里面越发有一个感觉，主是我的磐石。
And more and more we'll have that feeling that Lord, you are my rock.
因着这个无伪之信，我们里面真的有确据。
Because of this genuine faith, that we'll have this true conviction within.
不会因着旁边的声音，我们就好像摇摆。
That we would not vacillate just because of the voices about.
愿主让我们起来。
May the Lord help us to rise up.
得着一个无伪的信心。
To apprehend.This genuine faith.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你让我们在你的面前都成为一个追求的人。
Before your presence, help us to be people who pursue you.
我们都要成为一个有无伪之信，成为你可以托付的人。
That will be people with a genuine faith whom you can entrust.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 让我们今天聚会就停。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.